Well, there's a Maverick that, to my eye, is looking really comfortable these days. We'll get to that and their big win in San Antonio last night coming up in about 15 minutes. We just concluded our criminal defense lawyer roundtable, and we have a lawyer who wants to get on the show and talk about what he just heard. So joining us now on the ticket hotline is the notable defense attorney, Nathan Racehorse Fielder. Good morning.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Boy, what a bunch of hacks you guys had on. Why didn't you call me first to be on that round table?
No, they were legitimate.
Well, we thought they were great.
God, those guys sucked. None of those guys could put on a criminal defense to save their lives.
Well, I don't know about that.
Tell you right now, none of them had any balls. Especially that woman.
Hey.
None of them had any balls. I disagree with all those so-called defense attorneys.
Well, what, you disagree with everything?
Everything. Everything they said was full of bunk. I tell you what, they don't know how to win. You need a lawyer like me. If you get in trouble, and George, I know you're going to.
I doubt it.
Going to.
I've never been in trouble.
Because I know how to play dirty. I know how to get it done. I get in the trenches. I get my hands dirty. See, those criminal defense attorneys, you know what they want? They don't care whether you're found guilty or get sent to prison for death. They just want to drive their BMWs around and listening, and go on Pinterest and do all their stupid lawyer, high profile stuff. I don't care about any of that. You know what I drive? I drive a 33-year-old Subaru. I don't care about appearances like they do.
Okay.
Well, maybe you haven't been very successful. Maybe that's why you drive a 33-year-old car.
Well, it is true. My record on murder trials is 50-50, but that's not my fault. Hey, listen, this is what I do. I'll dig up dirt on judges and float it to them through back channels to win.
That's a terrible method.
I like that. Yeah. And, in jury selection, I try to get the dumbest, most emotional people on the planet impaneled on the jury. Because I know I can manipulate those lemmings with emotion.
That's why they call you a racehorse.
I'll do anything. I always, in working with juries and such, sometimes I'll sneak into the jury deliberation room with a hook-on beard and pretend I'm a late-arriving alternate. And I 12 angry men those sons of bitches. I've turned about 5 juries that way. All of a sudden, the guy in the hook-on beard is the one disagreeing with everybody and convinces them all to go along with him.
You don't sound very above the board. You just are above board. You sound like you're...
It's fighting for people's lives. You don't have to be above board. You do what you got to do to save your client. That's the idea.
All right.
You got to plant drugs on a few prosecutors, so be it.
Seems like I've heard you on another radio show late at night at some point, but I can't pinpoint it. Like a Phil something show.
I don't know. It sounds like you've been drinking again, Job. I ripped you on 2 of your DWIs.
I have never been charged with that, sir.
Another thing I always do is I always consult with the ghost of dead Johnny Cochran before I put on a defense.
Not the first time we've heard that.
Because everybody knows defense cases are won by rhymes.
By rhymes. That's happened.
Rhymes. You got to have a good rhyme. And I've won a lot of cases with really good rhymes because it resonates with those lemming jurors.
I have a feeling we're going to hear some of those rhymes.
Oh, yeah. I won, the first one I won with was a couple years ago on the If He Doesn't Vape, He Doesn't Rape.
Oh, right. Gosh. What a terrible... That did not win you anything. There's no way.
Another controversial one was If She Was Built, He Has No Guilt.
That's awful. Awful.
But one of my female defendants up on pretty serious charges, I used, come on, you hurt her, she didn't murder. And they bought it.
It worked, huh?
Bought it, yeah. Found not guilty of killing everyone in her family.
Oh, my gosh.
Everyone in her family. You won that one. Okay.
Even though she did it.
Right.
And everyone thought she did it. Everyone knew she did it. But I get one rhyme, done.
Out.
She's out. She's out. Everyone applauded me as I left that courtroom.
Nathan Racehorse Fielder, did you not steal that nickname from Racehorse Haynes?
I consider it borrowed. I mean, the guy's dead. He ain't using it anymore.
Well, you're not showing much respect, I don't think.
No,
you don't have to show much respect. Hey, look, if you think you're going to be found guilty, call me. You know why you'll call me? Because I'm the guy who has the guts that if it's getting to the very end of the trial and you're going to be found guilty and we're the day of the announcement, I'll call in the bomb threat.
What?
I personally will call in the bomb threat.
Oh, man.
Hey, it buys you an extra day of freedom. that's just the extra mile that I go to for my clients.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, I'm glad we had Joe, Heather, and Todd in studio and not you now that we've talked to you.
You think Joe Padian's going to call him the bomb threat for you?
No, and that's why we want him.
Yes, we don't want that.
You think Todd Shapiro will shiv a judge just to weaken them right before the trial starts?
No, we don't.
You think Heather Barbieri is going to sleep with a few of the jurors just to win them over?
She's definitely
not. She would not do that.
I will.
You will, and that's why we don't want you.
You're damn straight. Nathan Racehorse Fielder, call me.
Out. All right, there he goes. Nathan Racehorse Fielder. We think he's an attorney.